Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the hadith, we are busy with today's hadith 438, Riyadu Salihin, Babur Raja. We continue from yesterday's hadith, the chapter on hope it is. And remember, it was this honorable Sahabi, an Abi Najih, Amr ibn Abasata. Amr ibn Abasata. So he is the Sahabi, and he participated in many battles, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And he narrates this hadith. We move to where we stopped yesterday. Inshallah, the podcast will be prepared once we are done with the hadith. So we'll do the second half. And after that, inshallah, once it's done, whenever it is done, then we will continue. So remember, he said yesterday, when we were mentioning the hadith, he said, فَمَن مَعَكَ عَلَى هَذَا, who is with you on this mission? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hurrun wa Abdun was the answer. So it meant, and this is given to us by Abu Najih, he explains to us, right? Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises him and says that wait for me to give you, wait till you see me giving out the message openly. So he says then, فَذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي وَقَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَدِينَةَ حَتَّى قَدِمَ نَفَرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. So I went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I returned back to my family. وَقَدِمَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And then after that, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina Munawwara while I remained with them. I continued, then he started investigating. Did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give the news out loudly, or what happened here, there, and the other? So, فَقُلْتُ مَا فَعَلَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةِ, what is this man doing when he came to Medina? What? فَقَالُوا النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ سِرَاعٌ. And then he started to, the people started to say that, and inquiring from the people, in fact. So he was inquiring from the people that what had happened at this particular given juncture. فَقَالُوا, and they said, النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ سِرَاعٌ. Some people, and they, what has happened? They replied, people are hastening towards him. They're accepting the message. They're rushing towards him. سِرَاعٌ. وَقَدْ أَرَادَ قَوْمُهُ قَتْلَهُ. And people are intending to kill him. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُوا ذَلِكَ. But they were unable to do so. You know the hadith? مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. This is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to Allah protecting his special servants, his friends, what do you think about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They tried everything, but they could not get it right. Imagine the efforts of shaitan, because he knew that this is the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his message is to last till the end now, till the end of time now. فَقَدِمْتُ الْمَدِينَةِ, he comes then to Medina. فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ, he says, I entered upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتَعْرِفُنِي. And he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize me? So sometimes to introduce ourselves, it's good. Do you recognize me? Do you remember me? Sometimes we think they remember us, but they deal with so many people, these pious people. Imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال نعم أنت الذي لقيتني بمكة. You are the one who met me in مكة شريف, مكة مكرمة. قال فقلت يا رسول الله أخبرني عما علمك الله وأجهله. Inform me of that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught you, wa ajhalahu, and that which I am ignorant of. Akhbirni ani salah, inform me about salah. Salli, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salli salat al-subhi, thumma qsur ani salati hatta tartafi' al-shamsu qida rumhin, fa innaha tatlu'u hina tatlu'u bayna qarni shaytan. So yeah, we're going to just stop here because we're going now for an interview. And there's important points which we have to mention here about Salah. The times of Salah, very vital and important here. Hadith 438. So that will be, inshallah, it's still a long way to go till the end, inshallah. So, but a beautiful hadith, amazing hadith, Hadith 438. We'll meet you now with Mulana Musa Lahe, inshallah. Social etiquettes we're going to be discussing, inshallah.
Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Thank you.
سوف يعلمون أن نحن المسلمون قادمون نرفع الرايات سوف يعلمون أن نحن المسلمون قادمون تشهد الأيام عنا والسنون فاسألوا الأكوان عنا من نكون تشهد الأيام عنا والسنون فاسألوا الأكوان عنا من نكون لن يطول البعد عن نصر ولن نوضى بغير النور في الليل هدى لن ننطفي أبدا لن ننتهي أملا إنا كبرق في السماء جاء ملتهبا
فإذا البرق تجلى فارقبوا شمس النهار وارقبوا الرايات تصلى برياح الانتصار
فإذا البرق تجلى فارقبوا شمس النهار وارقبوا الرايات تصلى برياح الانتصار
مسلم جاء كبرق أزرق ليسمي العيون بأسه حل بكفرين إننا منتصرون مسلم جاك برقين أزرق يسمي العيون بأسه حل بكفرين إننا منتصرون إننا منتصرون
لن ننطفي أبدا لن ننتهي أملا إنا كبرق في السماء جاء ملتهبا
فإلى الله مضينا عن حمى الدين نذود
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners, Markaz Sahawa, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, our interview and pieces of advice, golden pieces of advice segment. And this is with Mulana Musa Lahir. The date today is the 13th of Shawwal, 1445. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Sahab, I really missed you.
Gee.
I hope your Ramadan was well. I hope you had a good Eid as well. And gee, alhamdulillah, back gee. To schedule again.
Gee. I didn't smile the whole morning till now, alhamdulillah. So it's been a long time, alhamdulillah. How's the weather in Cape Town?
Gloomy. Cape Town is ajeeb. So it starts off like this normally. And 1-2 hours later, it's sunny again, then it's windy, then it's raining. So, yeah, very unpredictable weather.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, we said we're going to speak today about social etiquettes, a needed topic. Where do we start with this topic, Mulana?
So, Mulana, a few days ago, perhaps a week or two ago, we may have all heard about the tragic accident that took place. I think there were three youngsters or four youngsters from Petersburg and Port Gittersrus. And I sincerely make dua for them. Allah grant them all jannah for firdaus. Allah make it easy for their families. But this was a real wake-up call, especially for me. You know, these type of things can happen to anybody. Anybody. And really, we must all take lessons from what is happening around us. First of all, we must, if we know the families, we must sympathize with them. We must make dua for the youngsters. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah forgive them. But at the same time, we must take a lesson. And what is the lesson? Is that, look, every single day we are challenged. And we are challenged with different fitnas that are coming at us from all different sides. And I think one of the greatest fitnas in today's times is that of social media. And there's a lot of people, both young and old, that are getting hooked onto the TikToks, you know, and they're creating content unnecessarily. I don't know whether it's for recognition or for followers or for friends or whatever the reason may be. But just take a lesson from these youngsters. Their lives came to an extent extreme halt all of a sudden. And tragically, I mean, they were just driving and next thing, subhanAllah, whatever happened, happened. And their mort was written. And this can happen to you. This can happen to me. May Allah protect us. May Allah save us from any type of accident or these type of things here. But it's life altering. And if our eyes were to close tomorrow, and we've created all this haram content, and some of it, Maulana, is very explicit. You know, you find our young girls dancing away on TikToks and doing different trends and different, I don't know what it is, you know. It's like a craze, like a madness, a craze. And now you pass away. I think the worst thing that a believer could ever do is leave behind evidence of some guna that we've committed. We all commit guna. We all commit sins. There's no question about it. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah give us tawfiq to give up sins, and may Allah give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our sins.
Ameen.
But when we leave behind evidence, it's like a brazen call to say that, you know what, I don't care. I'm making this content. The world must see it. The world must slur at what I'm doing. They must have this unnatural feeling of lust that is growing within them. And I think more and more youngsters and youth and even married people, young couples, are getting caught up in the smallana.
Gee, it's so exactly what Mariana is saying. Now the wives come together. It's like sort of a small movie club, and they do some recording together or something.
It's fascinating. It's really appalling that, you know, one is, you know, if a person is committing a sin, generally there has to be some shame, some haya, some, and you know, if we look back, Maulana, just a few months back, or a year back, and when this COVID had hit, then our ulama-i-kiram were explaining to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about these type of diseases because there's a lack of haya and modesty in the community, in society. And what have we learned? I mean, COVID was a big wake-up call. I know I've lost so many friends, so many good people, so many elders that were wiped out, and look, it was written, it was mort, whatever it is. But it was a big wake-up call. Masajid were shut down. The Haramain were shut down. Lives were altered, I think, for forever. Some people haven't even returned to the masjid, and we're talking 2 or 3 years down the line. Now, on Sunday, I received a janaza notice of a brother in Roshni. And I actually just forwarded it to one of my friends. And, you know, he's asking me, who's this person? So I explained to him who it is, etc. And then he's telling me, Maulana, you know, I don't know what's happening, but there are so many people that are getting sick. And I don't know whether it's COVID or whatever and what have you. But it's a wake-up call for us again. So, look, I don't know whether COVID, my personal opinion, COVID was a big part, you know, it was a big hoax. But the bimari, the sickness was definitely there, you know, whatever sickness it was, whether it was an agitated flu or an accelerated flu or whatever you would call it.
Gee.
And there were fatalities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to take from this bimari. But was it not a wake-up call for us to say that, you know what, Allah ta'ala showed us. And really, think about it. Just 2 or 3 years ago, I still have that picture of the Haram, Makkah Mukarramah, in my head, where they had cornered off the Ka'batullah. And not a single person making tawaf. I mean, heard of this. We've never ever dreamt of this. We've never ever imagined this. And it happened in our lifetime. We'll tell our children, we'll tell our grandchildren that this occurred in our lifetime. But, you know, it's like it's almost forgotten. Everyone's forgotten what has happened. And people are going back to this immoral lifestyle. Crazy. I mean, Maulana, Subhanallah, subhanallah. Some of the testimonies that I receive are absolutely frightening. I can't think how a Muslim woman, a Muslim girl, a Muslim daughter, a Muslim sister can actually behave and dance. You know, one is dancing, and then one is dancing in an illicit, lustful manner to capture the attention of people. And, you know, men, their minds are weak. Right. First of all, we shouldn't be viewing this content. But then those that are viewing this content, sisters, wake up, smell the fresh air. What are these young males doing? They're imagining things that you cannot even think of. And I feel very shy to mention this, but sadly, we've reached such a state of affairs that these things have to be spoken about.
100%, Mulana. And as Mulana was speaking now, I'm just thinking, our Ustad, the one day, he came in class, Mulana Suleiman Choksi, Damat Barakatuh, he came in class one day. And naturally, he's got that awe about himself. Not himself, but I'm saying Allah Azza wa Jal gives this ru'b that he grants to certain servants of his. So when he comes in the class, then he looks at everyone and he just walks around the class and he keeps us thinking what's going to happen next. Then he goes, he sits in his seat and then he starts to speak. And he says that the way he went about explaining this, I can remember that day clearly. And it was just in the middle of this whole COVID situation. So he says that imagine someone came to you and they said to you 5 years ago that there's going to be a lock on the airports. It even made the sign, there's going to be a lock on the airport doors. There won't be planes flying around. All the shops will be closed. You wouldn't be able to set foot outside of your home except for those who had a permit or something. You wouldn't be able to just go purchase what you want. Schools will be closed. And this will be globally, there will be a shutdown. That's what it was. Global shutdown. You'll say to that person who said this, you are Majnoon. There's something wrong with you. You are insane. How can something like this happen? It's never happened before, people will say. And now you're saying it's going to happen at this particular time in a few years' time. You will tell that person, he is Majnoon. When you witnessed it now, when you saw it now, and as Mulana was speaking now, I'm thinking, previously they didn't have a year, they didn't refer to 1430, 14 as a year as such. They would refer to major catastrophes, major events. So Amul Fil, the year Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. For us, it's Amul COVID, if you can say it. It is the year of the COVID which that major catastrophic situation happened. And yet, as Mulana mentioned, we're not still taking lesson. Such major events. I asked the elderly person, did something like this ever happen in your life? He said, never ever in our lives we saw something. We never thought we'll see something like this. So once our Mulana, just to conclude on that, once our Mulana Suleiman Choksi had made the statement, after that he draws this conclusion now. And this is what he was driving us to think about. Anbiya alayhimus salam, they came in this world and they gave a message that the day of Qiyamah is truth. They all gave this message. It's a reality. The day of Qiyamah is truth. It's haq. People said, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. It's mentioned in the Quran Sharif. All the derogatory words that they used against these Anbiya alayhimus salam, calling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Majnoon, this, they said they Majnoon. On the day of Qiyamah, when they see it, now they'll say, okay. But then it will be too late.
You know, Maulana, while you were speaking now, I was just reflecting. So in the early days of that hard lockdown, I managed to get a permit, being, you know, one of the things we do is a bit of relief work, etc. And I got a permit to conduct this type of work. I still remember, you know, and I was based in Mayfair. Mayfair is hustle and bustle. In fact, I was down for Eid, and I had to sleep the night before Eid in Mayfair, because I had to perform the Eid Salah in Masjid Taqwa in Homestead Park. But it's hustle and bustle, Molana. I mean, there's cars, there's people walking, you know, besides the filth and the dirt and all of the potholes, all the bad parts of it, it's a very busy place to be.
Mm.
And I still remember when I drove out of my, I'm in a gated community, you know, I was living in a gated community, so right opposite the macro there, if you can think about it. And I drove down Hanover Road, coming towards Masjid Falah, to pick up a colleague of mine and then obviously go forth for the distribution. But Molana, I felt scared. I'm not lying to you. I felt scared. There wasn't a single car. There wasn't a single person.
Mm.
I still remember I drove past Masjid Falah and Mayfair Juma Masjid, and I'm seeing these doors locked, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, but is this real, you know? For a moment, you think, am I dreaming? What is this? Because there wasn't, you know, eventually there was a person driving alone in a car wearing a mask, which obviously is quite hilarious because you're in the car alone. What are you wearing a mask for?
Mm.
But I think they created this hype,
yes,
of fear and paranoia so much that even if you were alone in a vehicle, you'd be wearing full PPE and full, you know, protective gear. And, subhanallah. I mean, you know, okay, I don't want to go too much into this whole COVID thing again, but this is the lesson for us, that Allah can bring this back like that. We can blame the government, we can blame the WHO, we can blame, you know, it was a money-making scheme. I mean, they banned cigarettes, but they were selling cigarettes on the, you know, so all of those things, they can come back as discussion.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter is that this happened, and a repeat of it is imminent.
Mm.
It can happen again. I think we've come out of that gullible stage.
Mm.
Now, we as a Muslim ummah, we have to, you know, the hadith says, لَا يُلْدَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. A believer doesn't fall into the same hole twice.
Mm.
So we have to take an ibrah. We have to take a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this to us.
Mm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us. He opened up our eyes. You know, it was like a wake-up call. Do we really need another wake-up call?
Mm.
Do we want something like this to happen again where, na'udhu billah, masajid are closed, Haramain is... I mean, Haramain hasn't recovered. If you look at it, Haramain Sharifain hasn't recovered.
Gee, 100%.
From the time of COVID, they cut down to 10 rakats. They're still reading 10 rakats.
Mm.
Whether they use COVID as an excuse or not an excuse, Allah knows best, but Haramain hasn't recovered.
Mm.
That's the reality of it. Life hasn't gone back to what it was, because if it was what it was, we'd be reading 20 rakats comfortably.
Mm.
We wouldn't have to do all the crazy things, you know. People had to get vaccinated, and then you have to show vaccine certificates, and, you know, there was a whole lot of hocus-pocus that was also going on and what have you. But it was a crazy, you know, you think about it, it's almost like a dream that we were living in.
Mm.
Do we want to go back to that nightmare?
Mm.
Because really, the way we as a Muslim ummah are behaving immorally, it's like we have been a lion. You know, the COVID, we were caged. We were caged from what? We were caged from guna. We were caged from immorality. We were caged from immodesty. And now we've been sprung free, and it's like we're making qaza for 5 years, 10 years. The content, Molana, Ya Rab. Again, I say the testimonies that I'm getting, you know, there's married women that are doing such crazy, and you know, they call themselves these influencers. What are you trying to influence? Because one usul that we always learn from the first year, adallu ala al khayri kafa'ilihi. You know, a person who encourages towards good, for the rest of your life, whatever good they are doing, you are receiving that reward.
100%.
But on the opposite side of that coin is the same thing.
Mm.
So you're creating this content, you know, you think you are funny, you're imitating Indians, you're imitating different races and what have you, and how children behave, how it is like Iftar time. And sometimes we are mocking a great sunnah that leads us completely out of the fold of Islam. So
100%.
We become a joke.
Mm.
Our entire life has become a joke. It's become, you know, there was that zamana where some idiot made some jokes about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the amount of ahadith that he quoted. And there were actually people that laughed at that joke, which they didn't realize led them out of the fold of Islam.
Exactly.
I mean, on the same context, you know, you're going through this content and you get all these homemade comedians or whatever you want to call them.
Mm.
And they're making jokes about Iftar. They're making jokes about Suhoor. They're making jokes about Taraweeh, how people are reading Taraweeh, etc. And, you know, we, the layman, we are scrolling through this. First of all, we shouldn't, right? But if we are, and we're scrolling through this, and even if we had to smirk at something like that there, are we not out of the fold of Islam as well? That's the big question. I'm not the Mufti. You can ask Mufti AK this question on Q&A.
But Mulana, wait. Sorry to interrupt. Before time is up, I have to say this, because now this topic is... There were certain imams which I really, really admired and during this COVID period. Until today, when I think back, you know, in 2010, there was that World Cup. There were certain brothers who said, we don't care of the World Cup, we're going for 4 months Jamaat. And others said, no, we will stay because it's a once in a lifetime, then we will change our lives. But the sacrifice cannot be the same. So there were certain imams, and few imams here in Indonesia also, they were not shy. They used their platform, their podium, to speak the haq, the truth. And they didn't mind. This is what I can't understand. Allah Azza wa Jal grant me the tawfiq also to emulate in this manner, where they didn't care that tomorrow I'm going to lose my job, tomorrow I'm going to lose my imamat, but I'm going to say, I'm going to use this opportunity to say the truth. And there's nothing when the truth is being said. And Mulana, of course, you are one of those imams who left your imamat for the haq, for the truth. Now, a question comes, and this is just to motivate our listeners and the youth who may be out there. Did Mulana ever regret and said, I shouldn't have?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look, it came to me as a surprise. It happened on a Jumu'ah, immediately after Jumu'ah Salah. And, you know, I still have a recording of that bayan. So there wasn't anything really of substance, you know. I had spoken about how those that choose to social distance and those who don't choose to social distance, at the end of the day, no one is protected except those that are under the protection of Allah Ta'ala.
Mm.
So when I received the call, it came to me as a shock, to be honest. But what I do regret is I miss my community.
Mm.
I miss them dearly. You know, Maulana, 12 years building a relationship with the community, it's a long time.
Mm.
And it's something that you treasure. Wallahi, I still have contact with my musallis there. I still talk with them frequently. But it's not the same.
Mm.
It's not the same, you know. There was a bridge that was being built. But look, let's not focus on me. The thing that we need to understand is that we were all challenged. We all made mistakes. I made mistakes, Maulana, during the COVID period. And I'm not shy to say it because it can be a lesson for everybody. Mm. I made mistakes. When the beginning of this COVID took, there were mistakes that were made. A lot of people made mistakes.
Gee.
But that's the benefit of having a sheikh. When the sheikh guides you and tells you, listen, you know, going a little bit off. You need to get your alignment right. You need to sort out. And Maulana, I got, you know, whether it was scientifically diagnosed, but from the first wave till the last wave, I think I got hit with all the waves. So, towards the end, I think it was like the third or the fourth wave, then you could do that other test, you know, that 2-minute test. It wasn't, you know, like before you had to go and you had to stick that thing in your nose and what have you. But then there was a quicker test, if you recall, like a 2-minute test. So the last two waves, I did that 2-minute test and both came out positive. But anyway, Allah knows best, you know. Nothing changed for me as far as that is concerned. But we continued. You know, my mother-in-law was one of the first people who were tested positive, and she has multiple complications. Cancer patient, recovering cancer patient, high blood pressure. Maulana, she's got a shopping list of illnesses. And I'm not saying that boastfully, but it's the truth. Anyone who knows my mother-in-law will tell you, Upper Razia, her health is not good, you know. And she got hit on the first wave, tested positive. But she's still kicking.
Shukar,
alhamdulillah. She's still very much alive. You know, I tease my wife sometimes, you know, and I say, you know what, your mother's going to outlive us. Not to say I want her to die or anything like that. But, you know, this just shows us that life and death is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, your precautions are there, but I think people, and I used to mention this in the masjid, people are tying the camel so tight that the bichara camel is being strangled. Can't breathe anymore.
Gee, you know? It's true.
I mean, people were wearing 3 gloves. You think about it, 3 gloves. I still remember, I went for some dental work, and I was shocked. The dentist had on 2 masks or 3 masks and 3 gloves and the hazmat suit and la ilaha illallah.
But when it was time to collect money, there was no sanitization. No one said, let's sanitize this note of 200 rand notes. It was just...
You know, that's the reality of it. You know, COVID, I think we must really... I think we need to do a follow-up next week just on reminiscing COVID, because have we not taken a lesson? I mean, this was something that it shook the entire world, literally. But as a Muslim Ummah, what Islamic morals, lessons are we going to take from COVID? And the biggest thing, you know, I still remember the Akabirin, especially our Akabirin, was haya. Modesty. Bring that back. But it seems we're losing the plot there.
Mulana Sahib, just one statement before we leave. As Mulana was speaking about the statements or the information that is coming in, I recall just not so long ago when we went to the gynecologist and she pleaded with my family. She said, please, you must tell me, I must say on radio, and I feel this is a perfect opportunity to remind me also to say this, that she said people are coming, she's got patients, and one patient came in, she said she was pregnant, this is the third pregnancy, she doesn't know who's the father. A Muslim, she said a Muslim who comes from a decent home, and she said, please tell the Ummah what is happening, this is what's happening.
Yeah, Maulana, you know, this is something I'm seeing a lot of in Cape Town. A lot, you know. Allah knows best. Allah knows best. Really, we have to wake up. We have to smell the fresh air. These are signs of Qiyamah that are unfolding literally in front of our eyes.
Maulana Sahib, we enjoy speaking to you always. It's always too short, though. But make dua for us. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion next week, Molana, bi-iznillah, Allah gives hayati and tawfiq.
Ameen.
But I think it's really something to ponder and reflect about.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khairan.
Barakallah feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we say thank you to our engineer Bonface as well. From us and the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.